way backwards. Start here in Oaxaca, and then we'll talk about the Philippines.
Yeah, well, one, that clip that you just played, being on set with that man was incredible. I don't speak Spanish, and so I was just feeling what he was feeling and then getting translated afterwards. But the emotion, the care, the love that is, in all of these is evident even without words, from these communities. It's incredible. And yet, in Oaxaca, you're seeing a massive displacement that's going on without proper care and treatment of these wind farms. You're also seeing pollution entering water sources, that's cutting off their food resources. So what's really incredible about Oaxaca is they are doing what's the actual, but they are making their own community wind farm that's going to be held to higher standards and also will provide power to that community, because again, these communities aren't being provided the power that they are giving to the rest of the world. Yeah, Oaxaca was incredible to see these people, so much like color and light and everything coming out of it. I think that was one of my favorite places to film, because without language, it was just incredible.
And your time in Mindanao, your time in the Philippines, the struggle that is going on there.
Yeah, so I was not able to go to the Philippines. My producer, who you've actually had on before, Jordan Flaherty, was there for the Philippines. But really, it was incredible. Again, the same struggle, the same resistance. You're seeing these people show these foods and these ancestral healing things that I know we have here on the reservation, and you're seeing it in every single community we're going to. There's things to treat chronic cough. There's things to treat, sore hands, bad backs, even stomach problems that we don't have currently going around. But when you listen to these indigenous communities, you're finding out the root basic of a lot of the pharmaceuticals that we have also in those, where it originally comes from. And it's brilliant to see.
So, Ivy Camille, many beads sew. As you take us on this journey in this powerful film called Powerlands, talk about why you called it Powerlands. You've been doing this since you were 19. What started you on this path?
Yeah, so yeah, we've been doing it for about 8 years. What really started was Jordan had been filming in Colombia. I was filming in Black Mesa, and we were looking at the parallels between them, and they're both affected by BHP. And, if you took away the language, I would not tell the difference between Colombia and Black Mesa, besides maybe the monkeys. It is incredible. Growing up in Black Mesa, we would constantly have to be careful of, what day the mine was going or what things, because you would have the coal coming down and affecting clothing or affecting certain livestock. And it was the same stuff that we were hearing in Colombia. And that was really the beginning of this story, was seeing the parallels. And then from there, Jordan went to the Philippines while we were in Oaxaca. That's when I found out about Standing Rock. And so we went up to Standing Rock immediately afterwards. And Kim, who was one of the people featured in the film, was one of the first people to arrive at Standing Rock and set up there. And it's been cool to also see how that transition between communities and the collaboration that's been going. Even recently, Bettina was in LA working with my composer, who's also been on the show, Daniel French, and was able to speak with him right while as he was, making the soundtrack for the film. And it was really cool because that influenced it as well.
Finally, Ivy Camille, you say as you cover the resistance around the world, your film is part of that resistance. We have 15 seconds.
Yes, this film is for Indigenous people. You are not alone. We are here. And if anyone else learns something from it, great.
Ivy Camille Menibitso, award-winning queer Navajo filmmaker who directed the new film Powerlands, just won the award for Best Feature at the 2022 American Documentary and Animation Film Festival. For more of our coverage on the climate catastrophe and the Indigenous struggle to protect the Earth, well, every day is Earth Day here at Democracy Now! Go to democracynow.org. Oh, we have an immediate job opening for a news writer producer. Go to democracynow.org for more information and apply immediately. I'm Amy Goodman. Stay safe.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Everybody ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ready for Whiskey Before Breakfast? I am Amanda Richard. Thanks so much for tuning in to episode 2216 of this very eclectic folk show I call Whiskey Before Breakfast. We'll start off like we always do on the liquored up side of the family. We'll close down as we always do on the gospel side of the family. And in between, I've got a mixture of new stuff and old stuff that, if they're not your favorites already, I sure hope they will be soon. Let's start off the liquored up set with Barbara Jo Cameron doing a record that's been a hit for several different people. I think Patti Loveless does a great version too. This is Barbara Jo Cameron's version of Cheap Whiskey. Thanks for tuning in to Whiskey Before Breakfast.
Staring back on his lost yesterday, long before he encountered the bottle and the demons that drove her away. In his hand he is holding her photograph, her image all tear-stained and he's embracing reality, and he curses the day he was born. And the darkness still echoes her warning. You can't have two loves in your life. Now the things that still haunt him to the day that he to the day that he dies, is the smell of cheap whiskey and the sound of goodbye.
Another night in the same old bar, without you here to hold. This empty bar stool next to me is getting cold. Two drinks I bought are getting warm. I wonder what to do with yours. I guess I'll drink them down and order two more. I hope I see you here tonight. favorite song is played, you'll realize what a big mistake we've made. Maybe we can laugh about the past just like we used to do, but it looks like I'll be drinking for two. For too many nights, thinking it's gonna be alright. I'm all alone once again, sitting here missing you, but tonight I'll be drinking for two. Swinging doors that open wide, underneath the exit sign, you stroll in looking like an angel divine. But you're not alone, I should have known you found somebody new, and it looks like I'll be drinking for two. Drinking for too many nights, thinking it's gonna be alright. I'm all alone once again, sitting here missing you, but tonight I'll be drinking for two. Yes, tonight I'll be thinking of you.
Set up two more for me, will you, bartender?
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is April Virch. Thanks so much for listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my friend Mando Richard. Stay tuned.
Bubbles in my beer. But come in, Tom, and give us a lowdown on it.
Tonight in a bar alone I'm sitting.
Yes?
Apart from the laughter and the cheer.
That's not good.
While scenes from the past rise before me.
Yeah.
Just watching the bubbles in my beer. A vision of someone who loved me brings along that my life's been a failure. Just watching the bubbles in my beer.
Yeah. Well, all right. Oh, oh. Oh, Thomas.
I'm seeing the road that I've traveled.
Yeah.
A road paved with heartaches and tears. And I'm seeing the past that I've wasted while watching the bubbles in my beer. As I think of the heart that I've broken and of the golden chances that have passed me by.
I'm afraid that's what you're coming to.
And the dreams that I made now are empty.
Hot now.
As empty as the bubbles.
Oh, see the boys out walking. The boys that look so fine, dressed up in green velvet, their silver buckles shine. Soon there'll be blurry eyes under a keg of wine. Down where the drunkards roll, down where the drunkards roll. Oh, see that lover standing, just staring at the ground. He went looking for the real thing, and lies were all he found. You can get the real thing, only cost a pound, down where the drunkards roll, down where the drunkards roll. A troubled woman, she dreams a troubled dream. She lives out on the highway and she keeps her money clean. Soon she'll be returning to the place where she's the queen, down where the drunkards roll, down the drunkards roll. Now you can be a gambler but never drew a hand, and you can be a sailor who never left dry land, and you can be Jesus and everyone will understand. Drunkards roll, down where the drunkards roll. Thank you.
while you listen to Norman Blake and Peter Ostrushko play a medley of Caperton Ferry, Ruins of Richmond, and Valley Head from their old record, Meeting on Southern Soil. I think it came out right about the turn of the millennium, right about 1999 or 2000. Anyway, while you're listening to this, let me tell you about our Liquid Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast. Back at the beginning of the set, Barbara Jo Cammer gave us Cheap Whiskey from her 2020 record Big Blue Sky in the Morning. Then Dave Inslee and the Careless Smokers gave us Drinking for Two from his 2008 record West Texas Wine. Then after the PSAs, we heard from Bob Wills doing an old version of Bubbles in My Beer. And then the last thing was Richard Thompson doing an acoustic version of his classic Down Where the Drunkards Roll. Up next is advice for all new and wannabe DJs from Matt Watroba.
You can sing just as bad as you want to. You can growl like an old brown bear. You can screech like a cat. You can even sing flat. But you can't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. You can do anything that you want to, but you can't say on the air. Did you ever watch TV baseball? They're putting their hands everywhere. They scratch at their clothes, they pick at their nose, but they don't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. You can do anything that you want to, but you can't say on the air. spending the evening at Grandma's. The children and babies are there. We're watching TV and the blood's running free, but you can't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. You can do anything that you want to, but you can't say on the air. We're so glad you could be on our program. Channel 2 is so glad that you're there. So give it a whack, and you're sure to come back if you don't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. No, you can't say on the air. You can do anything that you want to, but you can't say on the air. You can do anything that you want to, but you can't say on the air.
Sing along to the words of a simple song. Will you? in 1825, I left Tennessee very much alive. I'd have never made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stud. I had a little trouble with my sweetheart's pa. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. So I wrote a letter through my Uncle Fudd, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. Well, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. And he had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Traveled on down in the no man's land, across the river called the Rio Grande. And I bet the stud against the Spaniard fold, and I want a skin full of silver and gold. Ah, but me and the gambler, we couldn't agree. He got in a fight over Tennessee. We jerked our guns and he fell with a thud, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud. Well, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. And he had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Just as lonesome as a man could be, dreaming of a gal back in Tennessee. And the Tennessee stud's green eyes turned blue, cause he was dreaming of a sweetheart too. I loped back down across Arkansas, I whooped her brother and I whooped her pa. And I found that girl with the golden hair, and she was riding on the Tennessee man. Well, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, and his eyes were green. And he had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud. Stirrup to stirrup and side by side, across the valleys and the rivers wide. We reached Big Muddy and we forded the flood on the Tennessee mare and the Tennessee stud. Now there's a little baby playing on the cabin floor, a little colt playing outside the door. And I love that girl with the golden hair, and the Tennessee stud loves the Tennessee mare. Well, the Tennessee stud was long and lean, the color of the sun, his eyes were green. And he had the nerve and he had the blood, and there never was a horse like the Tennessee stud.
Amanda Richards, so of course you're going to hear mandolin tunes as the musical beds. You're listening to the Vicksburg Stomp, as performed by the Mississippi Mud Steppers. And this was from 1930, and I'm playing it from a compilation called Early Mandolin Classics. Hope you enjoy it.
¶¶
did you just hear? Back at the beginning of the set, you heard from Matt Wetruba doing You Can't Say Beep on the Air. Wasn't that a fun song? And that's from his record that came out in 2020 called The Far Sigh. Sycon apparently said, hey, here are a bunch of my songs that I've never had a chance to record. Would you like to record them? And Matt said, okay. And You Can't Say Expletive Deleted on the Air was one of them. Then we heard a single from 2021 from the Way Down Wanderers. It's called The Wire. And if you're listening in the greater Pittsburgh area, they are coming to town on Saturday, April 30th. Then we heard from Allison DeGroote and Tatiana Hargraves. And from their new record called Hurricane Clarice, we heard Road This Walk by Fools. And that new record came out, why, early in 2022. And then we went all the way back to 2020 for the Rowe Family Singers from up in Minnesota doing Jimmy Driftwood's Tennessee Stud, which most people associate with Doc Watson, but that's okay. They did a fun version of it too. And this is from the Rowe Family Singers record, Roll Up the Rug. Something from the Neo-Celtic side of the family, the House of Hamel, with the Bully of Skidmore Town, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast.
So cold, so so still. Not one soul is talking, and they never will.
I'm standing at the door, cry and let me in. I see her dancing there in all her wonder, how her body moves with eternal youth, and her footsteps hammer on like rolling thunder. I'm stuck here in the shadows, fueling the dream. Another face just flashing in the night. The smoke, it folds around me like unenchanted wings as I listen to the night birds sing. From my pain and sheltered me from life's mystery. Well, somewhere beyond the darkness lies incredible light. At least that's what she once made me. Go dive in empty spaces where magic weaves and spins. Go find her there, it's where she set me free. And now I'm pulling chains from every corner of her memory. Go find her there and bring her back. Oh, close this great divide between my heart and mine. Just listen to. Turn my back now, lay back down with you. I'd pull you in and finally get some sleep. Listening to the night birds without wondering how they hold her in their song so casually.
Thank you.
ninth, trailing 10-8. Two men aboard, Tommy Haywood at the plate. Electric, it's amazing. Whole time going crazy. Preacher Nelson prays, Lord, make us champions of the state. Standing out on first with the tie and run. Scaring those big time boys, it's getting to be fun. A distant thunderclap, losing my jock strap. Haywood rips a long one halfway to kingdom come. But now there's three guys standing on third base, frozen like field mice in the eagle's claw. Three guys standing on third base. Jeez Louise, we could have won it all. Kenny Krupp on second, flew with the cracking bat. Manny round in third, his Achilles tendon snap. Would have run right over Krupp. Third base coach held me up, arms swinging wacky, an octopus gone mad. Haywood steamed past first, the would-be winning run. Only saw his destiny, he halted for no one. It was mean, it was ugly, more physical than rugby. We were roadkill, vulture meat, carrion. We were three guys standing on third base. Coach Benson in the bullpen choking on his chaw. Three guys standing on third base. Mother McCree, we could have won it all. It's not whether you win or lose, keep your old man from crying. Haywood went ballistic, Kenny Krupp lay there dying. I ran for the porta pot, tears stinging fast and hot, plotting my escape to the wilds of Liechtenstein. Now we all got beer bellies, left the old hometown behind. The magic of the diamond lives on, mostly in our minds. When we get together, we all toast the weather. Tommy Haywood lifts a few, and he can't help but whine. Jesus sake, if only there weren't those three guys standing on third base, I wouldn't be selling air conditioners at the mall. Three guys standing on third base, I would have had my ticket into pro ball. Three guys standing on third base, Jenny wouldn't have dumped me and moved to Beaver Falls. Three guys standing on third base, son of a bee, we could have won it all.
Another set break and another mandolin tune. This is Mike Mullins playing Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah from his 2021 record, 8 String Sketches. All right, what did you hear? Back at the beginning of the set, the House of Hamel gave us The Bully of Skidmore Town from their 2021 record, Folk Hero. Then from 2020, we heard Laurie Lewis and Kathy Kallick do Old Friend from a record filled with duets that Laurie Lewis put out called And Laurie Lewis. Then Watch House gave us Nightbird from their 2021 record, Watch House. Now, they were slotted to come to Pittsburgh on April 12th, but they had to cancel all their dates in April after they were involved in a car accident. Everybody is fine, or will be fine, but they just sort of had to cancel all their April shows as a result of that car accident. And then we close down with Jesse Paladovsky, reminiscing about a high school baseball championship that did not go right. Three guys standing on third base. That's from Jesse's 2021 record, Our Better Angels. You know, I'm having so much fun, I forgot to look at the clock. It's almost time for a station break. Hang on, we'll be back with more great music on Whiskey Before Breakfast. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or two-line radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe, you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT. Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound...
jive. Really send you man alive. Love that guy, can't get enough. I'm sure gone on the crazy stuff. He's a real cool disc jockey man.
All right, Zombo, right here in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh. How are you? All right, you're good. All right, well, that's good. Glad to hear you're good. Today's show, live in your brain, in the studio, doing this and that for this and that thing there. Yeah. It's going to be a free balling show, obviously. I wanted to do something planning, but I didn't want to do something planning. I thought, you know what? I have got a backlog of really cool stuff that I have been collecting for forever that I'm just waiting to play for you guys. And I still have a backlog of cool stuff to play. So no theme show today. A little interesting news. I don't know how much longer my other show is going to be on, the Zombo Deep Archive. We had a meeting yesterday, and they were saying that, well, you know, it'd be nice not to have all these encore shows. I have a funny feeling, though, during the summer, though, the Deep Archive will be still going on, hopefully. And that is Thursdays. 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., 3 hours, going back into time, playing shows from 13 years ago. And I did put by request, I did put the Lux Interior show up on ZomboCo.com. I did a show February the 6th, 2009, when Lux Interior died. So I had all these old Lux Interior tapes. All these radio show things he did, all those others. And I made like a 3-hour special that's on ZomboCo.com. I just put that up. It says Z Deep and it says Lux Interior Special. So if you're you want to go to ZomboCo.com, you can click on there. All the shows are on the SoundCloud. Good? Is that all good? All right, let's prop our toe bones up. Let's have at it and get into your brain. Neat little thing going on. I want to do a little section of my favorite tunes to DJ, because I will be DJing live. That's what I'm getting back out live at the Roundabout Brewery Pop-Up Garden on the north side. It's right near the bicycle trail. It's on Oxline Road or something, north side. But it's the Roundabout Brewery Pop-Up Garden. I'm going to be there Saturday, like I think from like 6 to 10, just playing stuff, hanging out. It should be good. And other than that, man. That's a lot of it. Let's do this. I found this record. It's not that old, but it's pretty darn cool. Band called Gringo Star. And this tune is Rotten. And you listen to WRCT. And you know it's Zombo right directly into your brain.